Blog Talk Radio.
I love it in the chat room. Everyone can't hear me. That's because the show hasn't started. Now you can hear me, and the show has started. But we're going to kick it off with a song. Something I'm going to start doing on Sunday nights, and just sit back and relax for a second. Here, I got to refresh my switchboard. I just uploaded it and had switched in. I'll be getting to the show, the game in a little bit. So if you don't want to hold online, it's going to be a little bit. So anyways, we're going to kick it off with this. Get yourself sound ready. Get everyone's sound going. We'll be back in a few seconds. Okay, I will stop the music, but I am going to probably make some of you guys cry anyway, so I'm about ready. Father's Day has always, I'm sorry, the song was played for, the people that know me, I never really had a dad growing up, and my dad, kind of was, so the song is based on my father that is my hiding place, and I just wanted to, play it in honor of and the Heavenly Father, and I'll be honest with you, something I'm going to start doing on Sunday nights is kind of opening up this show with a more religious type, song. I believe the Lord as my personal Savior. As I know, we're not perfect, so I just wanted to kind of, so that's just my little thing, and actually. I kind of want to open up, and Paul, you're on the line with me. Say hello and everything.
Hello and everything. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Chatters.
Come on. You got to keep it seriously. I'm going to stay serious for a second. With today being Father's Day, I wanted to kind of give us opportunity to, you know, just, you know, think about Father's Day. I mean, I actually was sitting here and I was pondering, hey, Paul, so who is your favorite father TV show? Who's your favorite father?
Were those two questions or the TV show one? Because you know I have to say my own dad is my favorite, but as far
no,
as
I
TV
said,
show...
Who's your favorite father on the TV show? I mean, like...
I gotta go back to when I was a kid and watching Father Knows Best.
I knew he was going to say this. I knew it. Hey, I agree with you. That show, he was great. I mean, and... Or, you know, how can you not say Mr. Brady?
You can say it.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Brady, come on. Mr. Brady's one of the greatest TV dads ever. Yeah, come on. Name us some of your favorite TV dads. Courtship of Eddie, you know, the father, you know, no, that was a good one.
Nice, Vicky.
The Clappets, come on, Jethro. Or not Jethro, Jed. Mr. Munster, I think that's supposed to be Mr. Munster. Who's Mr. Munster? The Growing Pans dad.
Yeah, I like some of these choices.
Dan on the Roseanne. I mean, so I was going to play a little tribute and hoping to get, but I didn't get, I got on the phone talking about something before the show, and I missed out on that. But welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone. We do have something going on right now. Somebody just said Archie Bunker. No, that's a good one. But we do have a thing, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And somebody gets saved tonight. Somebody gets saved tonight. But, hey, something else I wanted to say. Is something kind of what we're on the line of Father's Day. Paul, you said your favorite dad was your own dad, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, can you tell a story about your dad? Or would you feel comfortable? I mean, do you have anything you would like to remember, you know, something you can share with us? That's something
I will tell everybody. I don't think I can because Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm thinking about those that weren't as fortunate as me, okay?
Right. Me too.
Both my parents are still with me. In a few months from now, they'll both be turning 88. They are in relatively good health at that age. They still have their wits about them. They have, you know, maybe hearing problems. My dad's dealt with numerous heart surgeries and pacemakers and all that type of thing. But they're still with me in body and mind.
Right. And
me sometimes that I have something others don't. Okay, I can't talk.
Yeah, it's okay. Take a moment, I wanted to give us just a moment to remember our dads. And even though, like I said, I have never really been around my dad, I wish him a happy, you know, Father's Day today. You know, and I called my brother Ben and my brother Tony, and I told him. And I know it's sad, and I know, but they've been a part of our lives. And here's a little song while we get it ready. And think about our dads and think about how they've been an influence in our lives.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, guys, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am cracking up.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, and I'm going to, guys, I'm about ready to say something to Paul. And I said it on the phone today already. And when I called Paul today to talk about our show and everything, I said to him, you know, Happy Father's Day. And anybody that knows me and Paul's friendship lately, Paul, like I said, I don't have a, you know, father that has been in part of my life. But, you know, I see people say, you know, but I agree with them. You're my father. He's just old enough to be my daddy. So I'm just joking about that last part. But, yeah, Paul has been really good, and he's the father of the Rad Reality Show. So you guys can all use him as a father. I mean, are you laughing at that?
Yeah. I appreciate it, and I'm able to take that compliment a little easier as Ron talked with me on the telephone earlier, and I do appreciate that, and I'm just somebody who believes in giving back, so.
Yeah, and speaking of giving back, I'm going to go to the next part of my, my talk for tonight. I wanted to say a special thank you, and one person is not in the freaking chat room, so he's going to have to listen to it, but Jerry can tell him thank you, too, or he can. Jerry can hear, you know, this part of the thank you. But I have to say, I have to give a thank you to two buddies of mine, Cherry Garcia in the chat room and Big John. They both, you guys both, I owe you a big thank you for, they gave me a gift, and it was something to do with, to help me if I have some issues in phone. And Paul, I have to say thank you to them. It was a really honor to know that Big John and Cherry, Patty, a.k.a. Patty, Dan and Patty, had thought about me and was able to do that for me. And it was a big thing because, you know, it worries me to be here by myself. So, guys, tell them, you know, give them the big kudos, and everything. And going to the next part of the thing. Well, so another friend of mine, I have some of the damn best friends, Paul.
we have to be thankful for our blessings, right, Ryan?
Definitely, because this next friend gave me a huge gift, and I'm going to give the gift back to somebody.
Oh, now I get to giving back. Yep.
So here's the deal. Anybody like Jeff and Jordan? Does anybody like Jeff and Jordan in the chat room? I'm looking for this answer.
There is a little bit of delay there.
Does anybody like Jeff and Jordan? Does anybody like Jeff and Jordan? Patrick, I know you don't. So it's all good. And Panther, you're a bad, bad girl. You broke a rule. You wrote yes too many times.
Oh, is that like an auto thing?
Can you see it, or am I the only one that sees it?
Is that what Blog Talk does automatically or something?
Yeah, she must have spammed. But anyways, yeah, okay, Jordan and Jeff. Well, if you go to my webpage, I have a little thing, and you got 24 hours to get a early bird special. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., the early bird special goes away, so if you don't get them right away. Well, anyways, I got an autograph of Jeff and Jordan, like a shirt, and you can get tickets. I'm going to charge $5 per ticket. It will help me out and also be away. And one person has given me a donation yesterday. I don't want you to say who you are. You don't have to say who you are, but if you're listening to this show, you're going to get a complimentary at least two tickets because you gave yesterday, and I didn't have a chance to tell that I was going to do this, but if you donate, it's $5 per ticket, like I said.
A raffle.
You can donate as much as you want. It's a raffle. What I'll do is put your name on the ticket, And I'll probably even send you the number just to let you guys have the number for, like, when I do it. I haven't got a deadline yet, but the early bird special is tonight for 24 hours.
Now, I'm sorry.
Wait. Let me say this. I am going to get people to mail it. If you don't have PayPal, there will be a mail stuff. More information will come out on that. But tonight, if you have PayPal and you want to use that, you get two tickets. I'll probably do an early bird special with the people that has to mail it. But if you don't have to mail, it's best. Anyways.
Oh, I see it now on your website. If you go to, I'll post the website. He now has right next to the home, it says Jeff and Jordan shirt.
Right. And I'm going to update the thing. But anyways, it's a way, and if you don't want the Jeff and Jordan shirt, hell, pay $5 and you can sell it probably. I mean, his pants just went for $29,000.
No, $2,600. Come on.
I mean, I think $29,000. Okay. I bet was it 26 or 29? I thought it was 2,900.
I thought it was 20. It doesn't matter. It still went for
quite a bit. It doesn't matter. $2,000. Just
right.
Your pants.
In other words, you could probably put that T-shirt up on eBay and get several hundred dollars or more for it. All you guys have to do is throw in $5 to get a chance at winning it.
Yeah, and you get two chances now for the next 24 hours only. 24 hours.
All right, so
tomorrow night
you can get two tickets for $5 for the next 24 hours. After that, each ticket will be
only $5.
Yep.
And you can mail it in, which I will probably do a mail-in thing if you don't have PayPal and you want to, talk to me. Even if you want to talk to me tonight and say, "Hey, I don't have PayPal. Can I mail it?"
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
I said, one person, you know who you are, you will get two complimentary tickets just because you did
it before. Well, because the person had no idea you were throwing the raffle up and they could have gotten.
Yeah, and I know she would have used that money to buy them. That's it. So, and if you, wait, one more thing. If you want to, I have a second one too. So if somebody don't want to go through the whole raffle thing and just say, "Hey, Ron, I'm willing to give you $1,000. Yeah, I think that's a little too high, personally.
Okay.
But,
I'm a amateur photographer. You got to get better pictures, Ron. You'll do better. Come on.
Oh, I will. I just did it fast.
Okay.
Actually, it was kind of hard.
The shirt isn't green, is it?
It is green.
Okay.
Pure green.
Okay.
Pure green.
And what is that? The Big Brother logo on it too, right?
Yeah, it says Big Brother.
Okay, I see it. I see it. I see it. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Sorry for the pictures, but I did it fast, and I was actually. I think what happened is, I had the light from the laptop, so I need to do it where I can not have the light from the laptop. You know what I mean?
Outside when you go to use that.
Paul, come on.
Right, I stopped.
Are you going to talk about my peeing problem that I go outside and pee outside? People that are in the chat room, some of you guys know by Skype and that I do that, so I don't give a freak. Okay, wait. Do we want to tell them who's saved yet? Or should I give a break?
I don't know.
You know what? I think it's time for a commercial break.
Okay.
But we will be if everyone who is part of the show contest, if you guys like to pop in now on the phone line, for especially Jess and Patrick, please get up on the phone line for I can at least address you two. I think everyone's here, but Panther and Justin.
Do you have to unmute or whatever Panther? Is she okay now?
You just broke up on me. Say that again. It was my phone.
Okay, Cherry said, "Can somebody bring Panther out of a timeout? Is she still muted?"
Oh.
I don't know how much snow they get down in Georgia, though, Dave, so I don't know. Are you, you're still there working on it, right? Ron? Uh-oh. I just look and guess what? I don't see Ron in the chat room. Methinks, hello people, methinks that Paul is by his lonesome. I don't know where to run with it, Al. Tell us a story. Once upon a time, when I was in the Army, I was all alone in a temporary duty location. Didn't know anybody. I got approached by a guy with a cute girl on his arm. The guy tried to invite me to come to a lecture on a subject. It sounded somewhat interesting, but not really my cup of tea. But I asked him, are there any other cute girls that are going to be there? And he said, sure. Hurry back, Ron. Anyway. Oh, hey, yeah, let's talk about the countdown, Big Brother. I'll continue the story some other time. Anyway, rumors have it that they already had a handful of media people that played the Big Brother game inside the new house. Did anybody see whether that was true or not?
I didn't see, but I don't think it's done yet. But they probably have.
You were unable to free Panther, huh?
Give me a second. No, I got booted.
Okay. Anyway, so here's what I heard, that on Friday they have a handful, six or something, maybe a little more than that. Media people that go in the house, the producers kind of play the Big Brother game, put them through HOHs, veto competitions. They kind of do a little run-through type of thing, and word is that that happened a few days ago. There's also some very detailed descriptions of what this new house looks like, and if these are accurate descriptions, they have a rockin' house. Has everybody seen them, seen the descriptions?
I'm still laughing. I haven't seen it.
You got Panther free. All right.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because Panther went to jail, and I didn't mean to. I didn't put you in jail. Bartok did, and I didn't realize I had to unmute you. I was wondering where she went to, why she wasn't.
we thought you were pouting in the corner or something.
I shoved in the hole. Sorry, I didn't realize. No one's ever happened.
Peter Bell or bail. Somebody bailed her out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Panther. It was an accident. It wasn't my fault. It was Block Dog. Blame
Block
Dog.
That's not what you told me off the air.
Yeah, that's why I went off the air for a second, because I actually called. But okay, let's. I know people are getting ready to. Are we done talking Big Brother since you?
Yeah, I was just. They were fillers, Ron.
It was a great filler. I was wondering what Paul was going to talk about. I thought maybe Paul would be lumbling up here about the Minnesota Twins and how.
No, I actually thought, okay, what story I was going to tell? How I got involved in the cult.
Okay, but okay. So the two people up on the eviction. If you guys didn't, let's fast forward. We lost Anne Marie last week. She's kind of put over to the side right now. We don't know if she's coming back or not. Rumor says that maybe she's coming back in. What do you hear? Have you heard about the rumors of that?
You just never know.
Some people say that once you leave the game, you might come back in.
Twists in all sorts of different reality games. And
I do want to say this: if you want there is a hidden immunity idol out there. Two people have had clues. The first person that won the first task and the person that won the second task. The person that won the second task knows
got
the
clue
clues.
Number two.
Got
both
clue
clues.
Yep. Yeah, actually got both. Kind of like, you know.
Now,
so
let me interrupt.
Use,
just in
no,
case
wait, let me,
B. Hardy has it, you don't have to say if you found it already. So that's
yeah,
up to
I'm
you,
not
right,
gonna
Ron?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. And, yeah, I mean, we know that, you know. And do I want to say who won the marble contest for they know who got the clue? Or do I want to say who won the marbles?
Who's got a head full of what?
No, wait. Do I want to say who won the marbles?
So they,
then they
actually,
know who gets
the
clue.
You're gonna mail them that glass jar full of marbles.
No.
Do you want to say that the total number was 103 marbles, and somebody was close enough? And I think you ought to say who was the closest. You don't have to embarrass people that. We're far away, though.
There are bears because they're up on the block. But anyway, the person I caught that was the closest was Panther. She picked, and it was 103 in the marbles. There were 103 marbles, and as Vicky said in a post on my wall, they're my marbles, and somehow or another they need to get back in my head. So I've lost all my marbles. Yes. Yeah, Vicky, just remember, I might hold the key to the next competition. So just remember that. So and there was a fan. The fan that, you know, won the fan, she was one marble off. So if you want to use the hidden immunity, and I know everyone's in the chat room right now, you must, you can just, like, you can, like, message me when I ask. So, or wait, you know, I'll bring everyone up on the phone line. Just let's try to not, or what I'll do is I'm trying to think how I want to do it. I'm going to say hello to everyone on the phone line. And, Patrick, you need to call in. I'll say hello to everyone on the phone line first. And if you have the hidden immunity and you want to use it, when I bring up the phone line to say hello, you can use it then. So
how do they get to use it? Like if somebody wants, they could also give it away like the
yeah,
veto.
Yeah, they can use it on
the...
themselves or they can give it away. So.
And how long can they keep it? How long can they use it till?
Oh, yes, good point. Up to the final three. So after after we get to the final three, you know, they can't use it no more. So they can save themselves for the final.
Okay, so I just want to make sure if we're at the final three, they can't use it then, but at the final four, they could use it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, let's say hello to everyone.
Hi.
John, say hello.
Hi.
Hi, John.
I love these guys. So I'm not going to stay long with them if they're just going to say, hey, you know, you guys, when I say your name, you can
They weren't sure if they were to say hi or talk at all. So they
Zach,
were asking you.
Yeah, Zach, you want to say hey? Yeah, okay, you're true. I did. I'll go back to John maybe, or in a second we'll do it.
Okay.
You want to say hey, Zach?
Sure. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Zach.
Okay. Hello, Paul. Paul is saying hello to everyone. Okay, let's go to the next person up on the line. Alan, you're up on the line.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
I do have to pipe in and say something to Alan. I loved your tweet about your boys. Happy Father's Day, Big Al.
Well, I just muted it.
He can hear me, though. That's what counts. Ron?
No, I'm reading the chat room for a second. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Because you got disconnected, I get worried again if I have to.
Okay, let's go to the next person. Vicky. Yeah, all the votes counted. I'm trying to figure out what
okay.
about voting.
We'll get to that. Hold on, Chatters.
Vicki.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good evening.
Hi, Vicki. Thank you.
Yes, Alan, you were heard.
Yeah, we heard you, Alan. Sorry. No.
Oh, man. I forgot this number. Jess, you're up.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Okay. And Patrick, you want to say hello to everyone?
Hello.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Paul.
And I'm going to bring Jess back up on the phone line. Jess and Patrick, you guys were the bottom two.
Yep.
And you guys were up for eviction or up for being saved. I don't call it eviction because you never know. You might get back into the house or back into the show, I should say. So I should always remember to write down this, but I always just take a screen cap. It was so freaking close. And I do want to say this. Some people got confused because I put 9:30 and I meant to say 10 o'clock. I did extend it to 10 p.m. today because of the mess up of yesterday. Patrick, you know, mentioned that people can vote. So I went to another poll to make sure it was a new, fresh poll. And it was something that, you know, wasn't going to get zapped with, you know, people that voted for the last one. So I went to a fresh one, and that's why we extended it to 30 minutes. I meant to repost, so I'm sorry about that, anybody that got confused about that. But most people talk, Patrick, I know I mentioned it to you, right? You asked me what time, and I said 10, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
no,
okay,
I understand. It was like this was my fault, guys. The segment portion was just to make sure people are on the line, just a quick hello, and I kind of broke the rules by starting a conversation with Alan, and we certainly hope to have time to talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring everyone up after we evict.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted.
Yeah. I'm doing this for
it's just the introduction.
You know,
it's the introductory hellos, and I went beyond just saying hello, so sorry about.
Yeah, and they have an opportunity to
speak.
Like if they wanted to say a shout-out to, hey, Mom, you know, or something like that. But Jess and, you know, and Patrick is up here on the phone lines, and both of you guys, you know, I thought this was a great battle between the two of you guys.
Oh, my God.
You guys went down to. What?
I'm so nervous. Get on with it.
I don't blame you.
I don't see you. Oh, you need to learn to push the one.
I did.
No, not you. Panther. Hi. Panther, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Panther.
I'm so sorry. I really thought you were Ben's number, and he was just listening in. I'm so sorry. Okay. You know how many times I call this number, too? This is so funny about it. So, and I didn't mute you. You muted yourself when you said yes three times.
I know. That's why I said I was only going to say it once the last time.
Okay. So, I'm going to... Okay. I totally forgot to pick her up because she don't have the one push. Okay, getting back to the vote. And actually, I like the stall process because I like the stall process.
Oh my God, just get on
here. So you don't want me to take a break?
No, please don't. Don't be too intense. I just want to know.
Okay, so with the vote, and it was like 3 points away, because I don't have the screen cap right here. Jess, you are saved. Patrick, you are gone. So, Patrick.
Well, gone but not. You never know.
Oh, wait, bye. Yeah. I'm going to mute you for a second, Jess.
Okay.
And I'm going to do something different tonight. Patrick, I'm going to let you have your chance to talk right now. You do get a chance to come back into the game, right? You do know that, right? I pretty much have made it clear that probably Thursday we will be bringing someone back in if the
you'll talk of details about how that happened later.
But did you have anything you want to say?
Nope.
Oh, I thought maybe he'd say Palin and Simone in two. No.
Yeah, I thought so too. And if Palin and Simone is.
Oh, no, let's not get into politics. I was just trying to lighten the moment there. But what a campaign, however it went.
Yeah, Patrick, I do give you. You really did push it. Even he asks me to vote. And everyone, it's funny, everyone's asking me. And I'll be honest with you, I vote usually just if I. You know, I'm voting just to see if the poll works.
Right.
And, you know, just to make sure it works and everything. And everything. So that's the only reason I vote. And I usually am the first one just to see if it works. And usually if it came down to like a one vote thing, I would not count my vote. And we would have went to the tiebreaker. There is a tiebreaker in place. So, but Patrick, thank you for playing, and don't remember, you're not out yet, okay?
Sounds good.
So I'm going to let go of you because that's how I did Anne-Marie. Okay, I'm going to bring everyone up on the line, and we're going to do a little discussion time with the remaining contestants. So we got John, we got... Paul, I just muted you and brought you back. Zach, we got Panther, and we got Alan coming up in a second, and we got Vicky, and we have Jess. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh my God,
you should have said,
somebody
hello,
needs to turn their speakers down.
Hello.
You're supposed to say hello, Julie. Oh, wait, my name ain't Julie.
No.
Congratulations.
There's a lot of bad feedback.
Okay, guys. You guys ready for your next task?
No.
Yes.
Really? Being cut? Give me a second.
What? I can't hear you, Jess.
I'm still reeling.
You said it three times with the feedback.
Well, let me go. Yeah, and Panther, you have the worst headsets because I can hear you all the time. The feedback.
Yeah, we're on our end, Panther. We do hear a slight echo, and I don't know how to help you out with that. But let's plow through it, guys.
Yeah, I am. I've always have. For the past couple. So, guys, can you all hear me okay and understand me okay?
Yeah, sure. I hear you twice.
Now somebody's got music on.
I don't hear no music. So here's the deal. The next game is not going to be a vote of, okay?
Okay.
The next game will be like we're gonna play Rock of Love or The Bachelor, where you guys will be. You are not speaking.
Vicky, will you accept this rose?
Okay. So here's the deal. So yeah, so one person will be not getting the final thing. So that's how it's going to be played. It's not going to be a rose. We're going to call it a microphone. Probably. I'm still trying to figure out the terms I'm going to use. But here's what you have to do to get what?
Call it a key.
No key. No, we got to think of something with a radio or something like that.
A new Bluetooth.
A new car.
Anyways, here's what you got to do.
You accept this man bra.
You guys are hilarious, and I'm just sitting, I'm trying to tell you what you have to do now. So here it is. You ready? You got to take the rad reality. Just the rad reality. You don't have to do the or the show, just Rad Reality, and you got to make, with each letter that, with each letter, like R-A-D-R-E-A-L, I, gosh, I just went blank.
I
know
you can't spell reality. And it's all
so with Rad Reality, you got to make some kind of a, like,
make a phrase, some kind of
phrase.
A thing, and the first word that you use will start with an R, the second word you use starts with an A, the third word starts with a D, and that type of thing.
And you'll have to 5 p.m. tomorrow night to turn it in.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Yeah,
okay.
Say the whole...
Here's the deal. You,
I said, Paul, I can't understand because I can't understand. Can you just type it out and send it to me in the mail? I'm going to hang up and just read the chat. I can't understand what's going on.
Okay, that's okay. We'll get it to you, Alan. Did you understand?
I heard that, but whatever.
I'll get it to you. That's
all the echoing stuff, I can't.
I
don't know what he's saying.
Here, let me do this for a second. Wait, Alan, stay up here on the line. And Panther, I'm gonna mute you for a second. Let's say it again, Alan or Paul.
Okay, Alan, do you hear me clear enough now?
Yeah. Well, whatever you did to change whatever that was
okay.
What it was wrong.
No,
yeah, Panther
you hear me?
Has to
I just couldn't
it.
Understand.
Panther has to fix it, and I don't want to over talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was my phone or what.
Okay. Just so long as you hear me now, I will say it again. There is the word rad reality. Spell out that word RADREALITY, and you come
right.
up you come up with a phrase, and you need to be creative. You need to certainly consider what show you're listening to, and maybe interest or whatever. But be creative or funny or whatever. And the very first word of the phrase you come up will start with an R. The second word of the phrase will start with an A. The third word will start with an E.
Okay.
Okay?
And so on and so forth.
Yep. All the way down to the last one being the letter Y. And in that order. I mean, you don't say, okay, I'm going to use the R now and the Y next and the T fourth. And go in order. And then you come up with the best possible creative, impressive phrase, and you need to get it to Ron by 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah,
this is going to be the judges here at Ron.
And you don't have to use the word the or show because I didn't think you guys, those are kind of like not important words.
Right,
so,
right.
But Rad Reality is where we want to go. And so, like, here's an example, and you can't use this, but you can, but then you ain't going to get no points. Because you got to remember, I'm the ultimate judge of this. But I am going to go to some powers to be. So kind of like, road at right. But make it something like.
Yeah, they understand that part.
Ron's a dork. Ron's a dork, but you don't want that because.
Here's what Ron told me he was going to do. Once he gets the submissions, he is, without identifying who's submitted these phrases, he's going to read the phrase to me, all the phrases to me, and I'm going to say, maybe I like this one the best. I don't know how you decided, I forget, but I like these two the best, or I thought this one was the worst. I don't know who gave it to him. And he's going to ask somebody else, and he's going to ask somebody else, and they will be anonymous phrases. They won't know who wrote them.
I'm the only one that's going to know whose phrase is what.
Hey, Ron, am I still up?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah,
go ahead, John.
Up, but Panther's the only one I muted because
okay. We're
just hearing too much.
I just have a question or more of a statement for both of you. We're doing all these tasks and everything, but you two are the only ones seeing anything anybody is doing. So I mean, like, are we going to hear anybody else's phrases? I mean,
till maybe that night. Maybe
no. I know that. But what I'm saying is, you should you should share more with the group instead of just
I don't think so.
Yourself.
I mean, do you think Big Brother, I mean, I'm just going to give you an example. Do you think Big Brother says, okay, Howie went into the diary room and said, you know, this. No, and you know, you guys could share with each other. You guys could talk to you months. You're blue in your face, John.
Oh, fine. I will. I'll talk to myself.
No. I mean,
my point is,
John, you can say, Alan. Alan, what is your phrase? You know what I mean?
Ron's a dumbass. That's what my phrase was.
and you will
I read that
tomorrow.
I'm laughing.
And you will be gone tomorrow if you say
what? Because
you're
cheating.
What?
What?
You got to make
sure.
You
don't like what I say.
Yeah, it's going to have to be something related to the show because, and I'll tell you right now, whatever one is the winner will probably be used towards the show. So when you guys think of this, think about how this can go towards being used towards the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what just came to my mind? I don't know if anybody ever goes to the Bob show, but he's got this jingle at the top. B is for Bob, A is for, you know. Have you heard that one, guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we're coming at. This could be used as a
jingle. Oh, okay, I got you.
You know what I mean?
So you couldn't say Ron is a badass in a jingle.
Yeah, you know, but you can say R is for rad. A is for awesome. D is for dude.
Hey, don't stop. Don't give him ideas.
I wouldn't say that.
And then you'll be losing your task.
I would like to ask, just out of curiosity, John, while you brought up the question, why is it, what were you hoping to hear, why did you want to hear other people's submissions?
Well, to involve everybody else in the game. I mean, it just seems like
You guys talk amongst yourselves. Do you ever see Evil Dick in the live speaker and go, "Hello, everybody. This is Evil Dick. My face is everyone's a dork." You know, no. You see him in the mattress. You see him.
Oh, but after the game is over, you can share with everyone what the phrases actually were.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, I kind of said that tomorrow night. Tomorrow night,
idea.
when I say goodbye to everyone, or when I say you're going out, I will say, hey.
Let's say not until after the task has been judged and decided on, then we'll share, because that would be fun to hear, wouldn't it?
Hell, I might even put it on my webpage.
I understand now, John. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, so I thought you meant before the task was over with.
No, why would I? No. I'm not sharing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Anybody.
Yes. And kind of.
I'm not even
like,
telling you, Ron.
You have to tell me.
No, I'm not telling you a thing. Keep it all.
If you don't want to be judged, just don't send them to Paul. Send them to me.
No, don't
only
send
me.
Them.
And don't go to
send them
to me.
What I said
send
to you
them.
And Paul, who was just for humor factor.
Yes, you reeled me in. You reeled us both in on that one, John.
Yeah, guys, I have to say this. Paul or John sent us this formula of how he became, how he got his number, you know, and everything. So
it was a well involved math scientific equation.
Yes. So hey, Jess, are you excited about this task?
Yes, I am. It's awfully hard.
And Vicky, how about you?
Yes, I'm excited about it.
And Zach, how about you?
I'm totally excited. I went to college to study English, so this will be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Ah, a throwdown.
And Alan, I don't care what you think. And Panther, I'm going to bring Panther back up.
Robbie ended
up in. Guys, Panther's phone's coming unmuted.
Are you with us? Panther.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you understanding this task?
Yes.
Okay. I don't hear it now either. You must have turned down your... I think it's your Bluetooth. Do you have a Bluetooth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we hear sometimes. Do you guys want to talk amongst yourself for a couple minutes? Just, you know, if you guys want
hey,
to.
Hey, Ron, I have a question.
Okay.
In this game, do we say, like, R is for a word, A is for the next word, D is for the next word, or do we just say, like, Ron and Dad?
No,
like,
Ron. It's Rad. Rad Reality. Rad Reality.
Right, but that R can be for anything we want, right?
Right, but if she decides the first R she wants to put your name in there, yes, that would be Ron. And if she decides the second R was going to be Ron, certainly you can. You can put any word to those letters as you want. So it's spelled RadReality. Just go in order and come up with a word for R, followed by a word starting with an A, followed by a word starting with a D, followed by a word starting with an R. And
right. What I'm saying is, does he want us to turn in just 10 words? Or do you want us to say R is for, A is for?
Oh, okay. I see what you say. No. You don't have to say, what was that song where they spelled out mom or love or something? No. You don't say R is for. But A is for, no, keep the is for out of there. Just come up with a phrase. Run.
I'll tell you one thing. Paul told me not to say this, but remember, it's not just Ron's show. There's people that work with me on this show, and if you can incorporate those people that, you know, I'm talking about, like, my co-hosts.
I would love
I'm talking Michelle Costa and Corey and people like Cowboy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's no kicks in Rad Reality. So.
Yeah, I'm saying you might want to not lean it towards my name, Ron. I'm kind of giving you guys a hint. Ron should not maybe be, it's not about me, it's about the show. You understand?
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, the show is about my last name part, but it's actually more than just me. It's Michelle Costa, it's Cowboy, it's Alan,
Chatters.
It's Paul, I'm talking about like people that help me. It's Deb Cakes too, who, you know, has been around and will come back.
All right.
Don't
give them too many ideas. Let them be creative, Ron.
Oh, I am. I'm just telling them the one that I think Vicky was leaning towards my name, and I
No. She was. I sang Bob's jingle, saying B is for Bob. Then she thinks, no, I'm supposed to make the phrase R is for this, A is for that, D is for that. No, just the phrase.
Yes, and if you want to, you know, put a little more jingle to it, you know, but Ron Rad or Rad Ron. I don't want to start. What did I say? No, Rad Reality. Gosh. Okay, so, anybody else? And Alan, yeah, just get a hold of me or Paul.
He understood now.
No, he said something about, I'll call you. Yeah, you got to 5 p.m.
Oh, I in the chat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to 5. Yeah, he hung up because.
Okay, gotcha. I understand.
But you got to 5 p.m. Eastern time, Alan.
Okay.
To make sure he knows that.
Okay, will do.
Because, I mean, he... I always have to help him with his time zones.
Yeah,
same with you,
what
Vicky.
Time is that Central?
It's 4 p.m. Central.
It would be 4 p.m. Central.
Yes, and everyone's on this. And oh, wait, no, Zach. Zach, when are you on?
He's at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 p.m., would that be right?
What time is it, Eastern?
Eastern is 5.
So that'd be at 1 o'clock my time.
See, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, so I look forward to seeing them and everything. And then tomorrow night, and we will be joined maybe by Monica. Monica was going to try to call in tonight. That was my big brother's special guest. So while we think about this, I'm going to mute Panther for a second. Vote for Monica. Monica is running for the Oprah thing. If you haven't caught her link, I think her link, did I put her link on the fan page? I need to put it on the fan page. Paul, you there?
Yes, I am.
And we need to put Monica's link on the fan page. If not, you know, Monica's running for the Oprah contest. So make sure you guys vote for her. I know it's on my wall, so if you guys, all you guys are on my Facebook. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Lydia, go for it. Plug Lydia's contest.
I'm sorry, I was. Hold on, Alan.
Multiple tests, no more. Okay.
You're right. You have some.
Paul. You can, guys, do not PM Paul because Paul cannot multitask during the show. So when I throw it to him, he cannot.
You know me too damn well. Anyway, if you haven't heard it already, there is a new job that's opened up with MTV. They're calling it a T as in letter, as Twitter, a TJ, a Twitter jockey. And they've got 8 spots of people they already have in, and the final 2 of the top 10 are going to be determined by fans who nominate somebody. And so every time you nominate, it's considered a vote, and it's a chance for her to get a job out of New York City. It's like $100,000 salary. She'll tweet about things. She's passionate about tweeting in the first place, but also knows so much about various music. It just sounds like something that's made for her. So I will put in the link to where you can nominate her. And if somebody could type in her Twitter name, it's at TOOMUCHLYDIA, 4, and the letter U. So it reads out too much Lydia, 4 U. And when you nominate somebody, you have to plug that Twitter address in the nomination, and that's considered a vote. The other thing is that this week, the 24th, is the launch of Kevin and Lydia's new website.
Pause for a second. Everyone on the phone line, you want to say goodnight to everyone, and you guys can either hang up, or if you want to stay on to have the conversation, you guys can, you know, so, but if you guys want to say goodnight, I know John says he needs to get to bed. So John, you want to say goodnight?
Hey guys.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Have a good night.
Okay,
see y'all later.
I'm going to
hang
up on you, John. Okay. So anybody else want to say goodnight while we're taking a second break?
Yes, I do. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jess.
Good night, Jess.
Okay. Jess, I'm saying goodbye. Vicky, you going to stay on the line with us? Okay. Wait,
you're
Panther, wait.
Line.
I'll unmute you. Panther, go ahead.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Panther.
Good night, Panther.
Good night, Panther. I love you even though I hate your Bluetooth. I'm joking. I can joke with Panther because Panther and me have been friends. So, okay. So now go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to give everyone, because I know there's people that wanted to say goodnight and everything, so I wanted to go. But finish the launch of Lydia and Kevin's show is this weekend, week, right? Thursday?
It is Thursday. Lydia said, oh, I thought it was Wednesday, but the website still says the 24th, which is Thursday.
I hope she moves it to Wednesday. It'd be nice, Wednesday.
Yeah, but that is the name of it. You go to that page, and at the top, there is a selection that says interactive, and if you kind of hover your mouse over it, you'll see where you can follow that on Twitter, and they've got a Facebook for it as well. And they've got a couple of special guests that they've already done the interviews, and they're going to be airing those interviews that they've done on their inaugural show. Also, if anybody missed it, there was a little Lydia video of she and Kevin's. They had a little adventure about that time. They're always kind of fun videos to watch, and I'll post that link as well from YouTube. And let's see here. That should work. There we go. So, any rate, are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was reading something.
Okay.
And guys, I'm going to suggest, and I'm hoping people are still in the chat room, if you submit a thing and you want to resubmit, you do got to 5 p.m.
Good job.
But I will take
hey, Dan.
The last one. Yeah, I see. I'm just saying because a couple people have submitted already, and I'm not going to say who, but a couple people have submitted their things now. But if they decide to change, I'll allow it to.
Right. So in other words, if they then later on say, "Ooh, I thought of a better one," they can send you a message and say, "Hey, strike my first one. I want this one to count."
Yes, the last one sent will be it. But they got to 5 p.m. I just want to make sure that.
Right.
You know, they know that. Because I don't want people to, you know, in everything. So, so here it is. Big John, thank you for the great.
Was Cherry in there when you first said thank you to both of them?
Yeah. Go ahead, talk for a second. I want to read something real quick.
All right. Near the top of the show, we were giving thanks for, you know, people and for fathers that have been important in people's lives. And we were just giving out our what we feel blessed about. And during that time period, Ron had a special thank you to both Cherry and Big John. And I don't know if you heard it, but you got a special shout out for what you guys did, so he wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, and the reason, sorry, I kind of for a second went.
And I have to agree with people. I don't know if I'm hearing audio now either on the internet, but anyway, go ahead, Ron.
I see some people are having buffering problems. I was just gonna say. Don't forget to turn in the, you know, your donations for the teacher, you know, and if you guys, you know, you got 24 hours, that means
all right, let me quickly,
you know.
I'm sorry, let me quickly tell people if they didn't hear that before. Another gift that Ron got was two autographed t-shirts of Jeff and Jordan. He is going to give the fans a chance, you know, to buy them. By a chance at getting them, he's going to start a raffle, and each raffle ticket will be $5, so everybody could, you know, throw in $5 for a chance to win these autographed T-shirts of Jeff and Jordan. But between now and for the next 24 hours, he's saying that if you sign up now or, you know, get a raffle ticket now for $5, you'll get two raffle tickets. An early bird special, as he called them, and you can send the donation via PayPal. If you don't have PayPal and just want to, you know, mail him a check or a $5 bill or whatever, tell him in his email that you have sent one out, you know, in the 24-hour early bird portion, and so he will know that you will get two tickets for it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I like how you said that. And I'm not going to advertise that part about the sending. This is for listeners only, and then I'm going to go ahead and everything. But, you know, 24-hour period, and like you said, that's a good deal for two tickets. I mean, and the contest is going to run maybe for a couple weeks. So people that do send them. And I'm going to open it up to some other, you know, forums and stuff too. So, I mean, if you know, it's going to be open to anybody. So now is the time, you know, to get those early bird ones where you can get more tickets at a cheaper price. That's like a way of saying thank you to the people on my show, you know what I mean, too, in a sense.
Exactly. Because
yeah, and I understand Ben's theory. I almost didn't do it either. But, hey, good night. Thank you, Freaky Mama. I'm going to call her Freaky Mama, even though I know her real name. I like Freaky Mama better. And thank you, everyone, has listened to the show. Guys, I know there's other people on this phone line.
Yay, I'm here.
I think you guys are working on your task, ain't you?
No, I'm talking to other people on the chat room.
Oh, a multitasker.
Yeah, you guys and your multiple taskers. So,
I
do want to say something.
Okay.
What?
No, he was just listening, though.
Beautiful voices. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead and talk for a second if you want to.
I don't have anything to say.
You have nothing to say?
No.
I do want to say one thing. I had another ideal for a game, and I wanted to talk about it because it was going to be splitting you guys up into teams, but I just couldn't figure out a fair way to do that and to have that run smoothly. But tomorrow night at 7 p.m., you guys, we will hear who gets the final who won't get a I still can't figure out a good term for it. I think microphone is what I keep on coming back to. You will get not your your blog talk radio, maybe, you know, thing. So anyways, I'm going to let you guys all go. I made it a 30 minutes extra show just in case. And I know there's going to be people that have questions. I'll be on Facebook for at least another hour. So if you have questions in Facebook or if you know how to get a hold of me. Also, you can sign up for Real Player. Oh, thank you. Somebody said Real. You can sign up for Real Player. If you don't have your Super Pass, go to my page. There's a little text thing that says, for right now, it's just a little text thing. But if you haven't got it, your Super Pass, it's the early bird special for that, too. There will be a bigger one coming soon, but it's right underneath the top of the page where usually the vote thing is. It says, you know, for Super Pass, you know. So that's something you got to, so that's it. I'm going to stay in the chat room too. So, Vicky and her man bra. we got a winner. I like Lori. Golden microphone. Yeah, I like that. The golden microphone. You have received the golden microphone. The rad microphone. That's it. The rad microphone. The rad microphone. Or the rad radio. The rad radio? Or I know what I can say. To the person, Amy, you have been turned off the air. Yeah. Okay. So come back tomorrow night to see where I choose. I should have made that a contest, too. you have to tell me what I'm going to call it. I do have my clothes. I do have my clothes, my clothes things, my closing words, who gets kicked off. You're not rad enough. So here's Ron stumbling over his Indians like I always do. Okay.
It's just hard for you to say goodbye. That's just the bottom line.
It's time to say goodnight, my friend, for all your company. R-A-D. No, R-A-D. K-I-E. Yes, that's me. Wait, I'm actually spelling my real name R-A-D-K-I-E. But it's supposed to be R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Rad reality.
That's a work in progress, folks.
My next task is going to be a jingle for my show. You know what? I do have another thing that I was gonna do, and I'm gonna like I was gonna
I,
make.
Let me tell you,
I think
people,
I'm gonna hold off.
Ron and I talk on the phone all the time. You cannot imagine how many times he says, "There's another thing I'm gonna do." Oh, I ought to do this. His mind is always running, always thinking, always looking for new and better ways and new shows. And it's like it there's not an off button. It just keeps flowing. I mean, he's got so many shows planned or ideas for shows that this could go on for 20 years.
I'll be dead by then.
You know what? The funny part about it is, I will be dead.
Okay, well, I could take over for you when you die, Ron.
There you go.
Oh, Zach. I think Zach, even if you don't win the competition,
Rad
and Son. I'm gonna have to figure out a role for Zach.
That's the whole reason I joined this, because I really like this show.
So cool. Thanks. So don't worry about it, Zach. If you don't win the competition, it's you do have a place in the show no matter what. And
I'm not gonna worry about it because there's no way I'm losing, so it's not even a thought.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay, good night to y'all. I'm gonna play off a song to say.
Good night, Ron. Thanks a lot, guy.
You know what I'm gonna play? Is Alan still in the No, I don't wanna do that.
No.
Alan's not in the chat room?
No.
So I can't do the dingling?
You can do it. But
yeah,
he's
gone.
Yep.
He went bye-bye.
You
let
go
me
on.
Let me do this first.
Goodbye, Dan and Patty.
Good night.
Oh, I can't
bye,
do
Lisa.
Nothing. Okay. I was going to do, but I'm off the air. I forgot. So, you know, I don't have to hang up if I don't want to.
You don't.
I could just stay here.
You could.
I could. I think Paul hung up.
No, I'm here.
Hi, he's still here. Okay.
You could do this. How long can you stay on the phone, like endurance competition?
Hey, you know what? That would be a fun thing. You know, but I don't think like who got the best phone?
Or you could just do like random things, like wherever, like so often you're just like randomly like, Alan, are you still here? And if he doesn't answer you within 5 seconds, if you want to.
Now there's an idea. Very good idea. Good idea, Zach. You
poor Alan. He always gets brought up in examples.
And Zach might have to produce the next game show because I'm sure the hell not. Talk to y'all tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Night.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Night, big.
Night.